But first, a drone bombing attack on Saudi Arabia's main oil installations over the weekend has rocked world markets. Roughly half of the Saudi oil production has been halted, which supplies about 10% of the world's oil. Houthi rebels fighting Saudi-backed forces in Yemen claimed responsibility, but the US believe Iran is behind the attack. The Houthis are backed by Iran in a secular proxy war in Yemen. Roderick Chambers asked Dr. Adam Lockyer, senior lecturer in security studies at Macquarie University, who is really responsible for these attacks.
Yeah, so we're not really sure exactly who is responsible for the attacks just yet. So the Yemeni rebels, so the Houthi rebels in Yemen, they've launched a series of attacks on Saudi Arabia in the past. And so they've claimed responsibility for these latest attacks, and many people are pointing the fingers at them. However, the United States is not as convinced, and they think that they suspect that Iran was responsible for these attacks. So we're really not sure exactly who launched the attacks, but they're the two main suspects at this stage.
Well, the Americans seem to think it's more than a suspect, don't they? I mean, they've come out, and Trump has said he's locked and loaded and ready to go.
That's right. So this is a part of the ongoing escalation in tensions between the United States and Iran. So they're playing two different games here. So what Trump had initially wanted to do was withdraw from a previous nuclear agreement with Iran, the 2015 nuclear agreement with Iran, because he thought it was a bad deal, and he thinks of himself as a master deal maker. And so he thought he could go in and make a better deal for the United States with Iran by withdrawing from these 2015 accords. However, at the same time, he then placed hard, tough new sanctions on Iran. Now, these sanctions are really starting to hurt. And it's in Iran's best interest to try and get these sanctions lifted as early as possible. But on Trump's side, it makes sense to try and drag out negotiations for as long as possible. And one hypothesis is that these attacks on Saudi Arabia over the weekend, in hand with the Iranian attacks on British shipping through the Persian Gulf, are about bringing everything to an escalation point, a point where Trump needs to negotiate right now. And the Europeans in particular want Trump to come to the negotiating table, to come to some sort of new deal.
Why have the Houthis taken the fall for this?
So they're sponsored by Iran. For a long time, they've received financial, political, military support from Iran. And they've launched a series of drone attacks into Saudi Arabia previously. So they started off as really basic drones, stuff you'd pick up from a JB Hi-Fi. But then over time, they've become more sophisticated. And the last round of drone attacks that the Houthis have launched into Saudi Arabia, those drones are highly sophisticated, and they closely resembled the drones that Iran uses. So either they've be able to source them directly from Iran, or you may have even been flown by Iranian agents operating alongside the Yemeni insurgent group. So we're not really sure, but those guys are working closely together, and it might well be that Iran has supplied the Yemeni rebels with these latest drones, and maybe even cruise missiles. And yet, so although it was the Yemeni insurgents that launched the attacks, they were supplied by Iran. And that's probably the most likely course of events over the last week.
It's pretty much a warning of the way that world terrorism could go, though, isn't it? I mean, it's not that difficult to get drones. And it seems that, well, if the Houthis can do it with a bit of Iranian help, what other extremist groups could get hold of these and quite easily cause all sorts of destruction?
Oh, that's right. And this has been a concern for a while now, that as drone technology becomes more readily available, that insurgent groups, terrorist groups can use these as missiles. So now anybody can go out and just buy a cruise missile.
Angus Taylor's come out today and said that, you know, there's not going to be no problem for Australia's oil reserves. We've got agreements with the United States. We've got plenty in storage at the moment. But it does appear that if the United States are clamping down on Iran, which is a supplier of oil, and if half the supply out of Saudi Arabia is down, there's going to be another oil crisis, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's expecting a spike in oil prices over the short term. Although the damage to these oil facilities is, or at least earlier reports, isn't as extensive as first imagined. So the earlier reports say that it should be back up to full working capacity in just a few days. So you'll see a short-term spike, but then it should start to plateau out again. But it does... It is a worrying sign that oil supply is so vulnerable to these type of attacks. And as tensions in the Gulf region continue to heighten, there could well be some instability in the world oil price for a while.
Dr. Adam Lockyer, Senior Lecturer in Security Studies at Macquarie University, speaking there with Roderick Chambers.